Hello, everybody. My name is Theory, coming to you live on the Infinite L Radio Show in a segment specially made for me called All About Theory. Tonight, we had four special guests who are competing in my Smash the Beat contest. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, one of the artists, JR, will not be able to join us tonight. We're going to go forward, and I'm going to open it up with an introduction from me, and I'm going to pass it along to all the other contestants. So, obviously, you know me. I'm Theory. I make beats. I started this contest because it's something near and dear to me. I love music and what I love to do. I'm going to toss it over to Renee, the Muse. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Renee, also known as Renee the Muse, which is like my stage name. I'm from the Bronx. I've been doing music my whole life. Like, I've been playing piano since I was 5, the violin since I was 9, and I was in a church a lot. Music has really been, like, everything around me. So I gained, like, a lot of love for music, and it kind of, like, helped me in, like, low time. So that's something about me.
Love that. Sounds good. All right. Going to hand it over to Reciprocity 6.
Hello. How y'all doing? I go by the name of Reciprocity 6, but most people know me by the name of Chrissy. I am born and raised from Alexandria, Louisiana. Also on the outskirts of New Orleans, Louisiana, shout out to my city and my town. I am new here to the artistry business. I fell in love with music very young. 3 years old, I was the little church kid singing in the choir with the big voice. It stuck with me. They put a microphone in my hand, but now it's my passion. I eat, sleep, and breathe music. I'm so glad I finally decided to walk into my artistry life. So I'm here ready for whatever, and I'm ready to collab with whoever. I know I have my talents, but I know I can learn from other people as well. Nice to meet you guys. Reciprocity 6, please remember the name.
We're going to hand it over to Mackenzie Mazin.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Mazin. I'm from Arizona. I have a long history with music. Both my parents are musicians and music teachers. So throughout my life, I've done like playing piano, tuba and marching band, musical theater, and then voice lessons. And I just really want to tell like fun, fantastical stories through music because I hate boring stuff. I like fantasy.
Okay. That's actually pretty interesting. I like everything that you guys had to say. I noticed one thing in common that you guys all said was about everybody brought up church from what I could tell. It's actually pretty interesting. Is there anybody that has anything to say about church at all? The reason why I asked that is because we know music has a really, really, makes us feel really, really good inside. You know, it starts with gospel, in my opinion, and jazz. So does anybody have anything good to say about that?
Well, Reciprocity 6 speaking. I am a preacher's grandkid, and this year I am coming up on 2 years of my grandfather being gone. He was the pastor of the family church as I was growing up. So it's just everybody's talented in the family. Everybody either played an instrument or sung. And they stuck me with singing. At first, growing up preteen, just going through life, I didn't want to. Or I only did it for fun as a hobby. But the more I got older, I just realized that this is my roots. This is where it all started. This is why I love it, and I have a passion for it like I do today. I started back then, and now it's something that I want to portray and doing every day. So with that being connected and starting from having that moment and those connections with my grandfather as growing up, with him being in a different light in heaven now, him looking down on me, continuing to portray those moments with myself, with him in my spirit, I know that it's going to feel so good regardless of what I make and what I do. So in regards to that memory and keeping that alive for myself, that's why I'm doing what I love today.
All right. I really loved that. That was really overwhelming, and I really enjoyed hearing that. There's nothing more important than that. That's what music is really supposed to be about, how we feel and what we give to it, giving back to everybody so they can, you know, feel just as good as we do when we do what we do. And so, and Renee, what do you think as far as, like, church goes? Like I said, I heard a lot of people, everybody, I think, said church, so.
Yeah. I definitely love what Reciprocity said. That was, like, really beautiful because I connect with that, like, really strongly also because I also, like, went away from kind of music and I kind of didn't really see it as my – I saw it as a passion, something I wanted to do, but I was too scared of doing and pursuing as a something I really wanted to do. In the church, I was really shy, so – I was, like, my dad was a minister. My mom was, like, in the choir, and she sang a lot. And so having her as a mom, she was, like, very confident in her voice, and she taught me a lot of songs to go to church with, but I was always shaking. I was so scared all the time. But everyone would be like, oh, you have such a beautiful voice, but I just didn't feel that for myself. I didn't really have that confidence in a way. And then the music was so beautiful, it made me want to sing all the time. The music was so uplifting and affirming, it made me want to sing all the time. So finding that voice and the fact that I could sing these songs and then believe what I'm singing, it like uplifts you a lot. So yeah, definitely that. And yeah, that's all I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful, too. It sounds like you talk with a lot of emotion, and I can feel it, especially from both you guys, Prosody and Renee, which also I was also thinking when I was listening to Mackenzie. You said that, did you say both of your parents were music teachers?
Yes, they are. Have a lot of musicians in the family.
So, okay, what is it like, what was it like growing up with two musicians in the family? Like, did they... they do the same genre? Like, were they the same? Like, would they both sing, one play instruments, what?
Well, my mom does flute and piccolo. So she did a lot with, like, the opera, some church gigs, and symphonies. So she was more in the classical area. But then my dad is a percussion. He does a lot of drums. So he was always playing interesting gigs. So I got, like, a lot of different genres in there.
All right. Well, look, I already feel like I've gotten to learn a lot about y'all already. Look at this. Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go into Q&A real quick, if y'all don't mind. You know, we're going to really dig a little bit deeper. All right. First, I'm going to ask each and every one of you, one each. I might switch it up. Might ask you the same question. So, you know, just be ready to answer, I guess. But I'm going to go with Reciprocity 6 first. Who influenced your music?
Who influenced my music? The Great Big Choir, it is called the David Weaver Mass Choir. It's an honorary choir. To give a little story behind that, it is my uncle's choir, and he passed away last year. They have been doing music since I remember growing up being in diapers. With that choir, with everybody being connected and conjoined in their choir, my parents met in their choir. So with, you know, Sarah, and they fell in love with music. My mom, she was a pianist. My dad, he still is. We all still sing. And my dad is in his 60s, his mid-60s, and he released a song out. I said, if my dad could do it, I could do it. He's in his mid-60s and still trying to make music, and he's still living in that passion of trying to keep his passion alive. And back in high school and middle school, I started writing poems and spoken words and serenades for actual weddings or like Valentine's and stuff. And I said, wait, you can do something with this. And then I took it into taking my poetry and turning it into music. Now when I write, it's either I'm writing a book about emotion or it could be a poem and you would never know it's a song. Or you can, if you really know me or you can get to know me, you will tell how I like to flow and you'll be surprised just as I am as the original person to write it. But that what inspired me is my dad and the David Weaver Mass Choir of Alexandria, Louisiana. If you know, you know. If you don't know, please find out. It's such a gem. And I'm so glad I grew up to be a part of that because I am definitely going to make my uncle proud in regards of music and doing it to the best of my ability because it's my passion. And with that, also being said, one last thing, he left behind a music school to cherish that I want to bring back to life and actually become the head of. So this is my passion. It runs in my veins, my blood. I eat, sleep, and breathe it. That is my inspiration.
Yeah, more beauty. That is beautiful. And just by saying that alone, you're already honoring him, I'm telling you. And I'm sure that you're going to be the head of that music school one day. That is beautiful. Mackenzie, same question. Would you like you need me to repeat it?
Yeah. I got really swept away in the story.
Basically, who influenced your music?
That's a really tough question for me because, I don't know, I just kind of took to whatever music was around me. I mean, I think when I was younger, it started out with, like, musicals and, like, themes to movies and stuff, like the grand orchestral, like, for some reason, nobody hate me, but when I was a kid, I didn't like Star Wars for a bit, but I really liked the opening theme.
Nah.
I was like, music, don't worry. As I got older, I became obsessed with Star Wars, and I read, like, every single tie-in novel, so no hate, please. But then, so yeah, a lot of musical theater. I wanted to be like on stage and acting. And then, I don't know, every time I find a new place, like I feel like that sort of adds to my like inside I have like this little jumble of like this little ball of music. That sounds so weird. And I just keep getting like pulling new interesting things from everywhere into it. So that would really depend on times of my life. But I think theatricality, like, is where I really, it's like that kind of grandiose music is really what inspired me to, like, with all its emotions.
Okay. And Renee, who influenced your music?
I would say definitely my mother. My mom was like, she sang a lot. She grew up in the choir and then eventually she was a singer in the church. So growing up with her, we would be walking down the street and she would just be singing songs about anything. She would look at something, sing a song, even in the house. Like, she would just be doing anything, singing a song, making up songs. She writes songs. So just seeing that and having that like around me, hearing her voice all day, I was like, wow, I want to sing like my mom. And I know that my mom, she had a lot of deferred dreams. So it's kind of, for me, it feels like me being a singer is kind of like pursuing my passion. Because I feel like the power that she had, she lost, went to me. And then now I have to kind of like be the I don't know how to say it, like kind of like the vessel for all that was lost within everything that happened with her. So she kind of persuaded me. Well, not persuaded me, but kind of inspired me seeing all the dreams deferred with her. Definitely inspired me to want to do what I want to do because I don't want to be 45 regretting the things I didn't do when I was 20. And that's one thing I say all the time, because I don't want to sit here and think of all these things that I didn't do because I was too scared of doing it when I was younger, or to think of things I couldn't do when I was too scared to do that. I never even tried to gain the courage up to do. So now trying to gain that courage right now is kind of like coming from her. So, yeah, I think that I would say my mom.
Okay. Just want to say, with that being said, there is no reward without risk. So it's nice that you said it. It's a good message to put out there to everybody. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and start with Mackenzie. I'm asking another question. So, Mackenzie, what kind of impact do you want to have on the industry as an artist and the next generation?
I honestly don't really see myself as making too much of an impact. I mean, I feel like every generation of artists like give some sort of inspiration to the next. Yeah, I just hope my music is at least brings people joy and fun, and I don't know, maybe letting other people know, like, even if your music doesn't seem to fit in with what's popular lately, just feel what's right, make what sounds good.
I actually like that a lot. Also, another good message to put out there, because your music is your music, you know, nobody can tell you how to do you. And at the end of the day, somebody's going to benefit from hearing something you have to say. We're all different, but some of us are alike. So that's beautiful. Renee, can I ask you the same question? What kind of impact do you want to have on the industry as an artist and the next generation?
I definitely want to have the impact of letting something that, like, a theme in my life right now, or, like, a theme in my life with my music is just, like, the underdog, or, like, just the person that was not really seen as that much, the person that didn't really making people that are not confident feel more confident and make them feel like, you know, you can do whatever you want to do in your life, no matter what it is. Nothing is out of reach, and that's kind of the message I want to put across, and as much as possible, let people know, like, you can do whatever you want. Don't ever be scared of doing what you want. Don't think about what other people think. Just do what you have to do, because at the end of the day, we all have different, we all have our own paths, and no one's meant to understand your path and your experience and what you do in your life. So you thinking about everything else is not helping you. So just letting people know that, do what you have to do, because we us all doing what we have to do in the way that it goes, then in the way that we want to, can make this world so much better. Like, it's crazy to think about, if everyone in the world did everything that they loved and a job, everyone just pursued their own small businesses and everything, the world would be so different. Just thinking about that. So just trying to get that across. That's kind of like the impact that I want to let people know.
That's good. All good messages. Like I said, this is one thing that I'm really enjoying right now, about the fact that as we go deep, you guys are actually coming out and speaking about things that I'm sure a lot of people are afraid to speak about sometimes, or they think about it and they don't know how to voice it, you know? So I really hope that a lot of people get something out of this. All right, Reprocity 6, same question. What kind of impact do you want to have on the industry as an artist and the next generation?
Where to start? Honestly, I just want to write music and just do it to, like, as my passion. That's my main passion. Like, I'm trying to not even extend my capability, but go above and beyond my capability. I'm trying to be an artist that writes and also can make music, just like my vocal coaches. Like, I'm trying to be all of them in one body. But the main thing that I want to do as an artist in the industry is definitely, I'm an old school artist. So give me the R&B and neo soul. I need those vibes to be here forever. I need the old school two-step beat, ride, like car ride vibe type of song. I'd love to have that kind of vibe around forever. So that's most of the music that I would love to make, whether I write it myself or I do a fire collab with somebody. But it's all about the vibes and the, you know, peace, calm, you know, a little groove, a bop, as we call it back at home. But definitely, that's who I would want to be recognized as an artist. Basically, boom, put it up front. You already know, if I'm in the place, you're finna catch a vibe. That's what we're trying to be on, and the energy that I would like to give in the industry as an artist. You're always going to catch a vibe when you see Reciprocity 6.
Okay, I like that. I like how you went back and talked about the vibes and everything that you want to give. That was actually pretty nice, too. I'm going to get one more question in real quick before we go on to another segment, and then we'll come back to the questions. But I really want to ask this. What song made you fall in love with music? And I'm going to start with you, Reprocity 6.
What song made me fall in love with music? I guess I can call it my breakthrough song at the time. It was Fly Before You Fall by Cynthia Erivo. And I guess, like, during the time, I was doing a talent show for school, and I ended up winning, surprisingly, after I had auditioned for American Idol, like, two and a half years before that, like, at a very young age. And I was like, okay, Nah, you're not good enough. I was doubting myself back then. And then I just had a regular talent show, and I won that. And standing in the midst of just the school auditorium with all those people, and I was like, I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what I'm sensing, but it wasn't clear to me back then. This is about to be a word to somebody. It wasn't clear to me back then, but I saw it, that whatever you're feeling now here on this stage at this high school talent show, you're going to be here again within the next 10 years, and you're going to be pursuing an artistry life. I didn't understand it back in high school, but at 23, I'm standing here today trying to make whatever I'm going to make out of my passion. So that's what I got. That's my song for me, and now I definitely still hold that dear to heart. But that's my song that keeps me going, and that's what made me fall in love with music and want to pursue it, because I saw the strength in my voice and what I can do and how the aftermath moment affected me from a personal standpoint as an individual. And since then, I have saw the other steps that led up until this day. So I'm thankful for that. And I would definitely love to meet Cynthia in person just to thank her for that moment and that song, because that was my breakthrough song to help me to realize I should be an artist. So thank you, Cynthia. Probably not even listening, but I'm going to thank you anyways. Won't he do it, won't he will. Thank you for that. All right, y'all.
That's good. Hey, she ain't got to be here for you to give thanks. That's good. Giving thanks is part of what keeps us going, too. Same question, Mackenzie. What song made you fall in love with music?
This question's got me a little teary-eyed. Once again, there's a lot of answers to this question because, huh?
I said take your time.
Oh, okay. Because I keep saying this today, there's a lot of different answers because I feel like during my life I've fallen in and out of love with a lot of creative things, so it's not that much of a straight path of this is that one moment. It's a lot of little moments, because as I've fallen in love with different genres, there was always something that started it. But I think the song that means most, and I've heard ever since I was a little kid, because my parents always sang it around the house, You Are My Sunshine. I know that seems a little cliche, but yeah, just something that has meaning, and then me wanting to write something that means just as much to somebody, if only to me.
Well, first off, cliche or not, whatever people think, that is your feelings, you know? And You Are My Sunshine, I'm sure, was a lot of people's favorite song. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm pretty sure that song makes a lot of people feel good. All right. Renee, what song made you fall in love with music?
So what song? I would say it's Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven, which is a piano piece. I remember when I heard it for the first time, I was auditioning for LaGuardia High School going into my freshman year. And I was playing a song that was, it was nothing close to the level of technicality in that song is ridiculous. And just hearing the guy was playing, he was the same age as me. He was 14, playing this piece that was so beautiful over and over, because we were all in a room waiting. And I was really doubtful of my piece, but hearing him play that song, I was like, I'm going to play that one day. So I went to my piano teacher. I did not get into LaGuardia because my piece was not really that good. I was not the level I should have been at that time. And I did not work that hard that year. But I said the year after that, I'm going to make up for that year. So I went to my piano teacher. I told him I want to play Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven. That year, I played that piece. It's a very hard piece. And it's every time I hear it, even to this day, it's so beautiful to me. And hearing classical music in general, just being classically trained in piano, it helps me see a lot of the ups and downs in any song. It helps me be able to listen to any type of music and just hear the music in it. It can be literally anything, and I can hear the music in any song. So it'll definitely help me build my confidence, knowing that, okay, if I say I'm going to do something and I really want to do it, I can do it, and I did it. So I think that was the first time that I realized that. So definitely that piece.
That is awesome. First off, I did not expect you to say that what made you fall in love with music was an actual instrumental piece. So, you know, that was different. And, you know, I never really hear people say that. They usually have a singer you know, or a certain song, but an actual instrumental, that's nice. Okay, so I want to flip the script a little bit. We're going to want to ask you guys, how are you doing right now in the Smash the Beat contest? Like, who's done writing? Who's writing? And who's still listening to the beat trying to figure it out? All right, I'm going to start it off with Renee. Like, where are we at with the Smash the Beat contest?
Oh, man, this I get so distracted by my beat. It's like a lot of music in it, so I get distracted by it. Trying to write a song over it, I think I wrote the song over 3 times, not even a lot of you. I've done this over 3 times, and I feel like I'm such a perfectionist that I just want everything to be perfect, and I think everything within me is just like, you don't have to be like that. You can just put out, nothing's perfect ever, so me trying to make it perfect is never going to be that. So that's definitely where I'm at. I have a lot of anxiety, but that's my honest truth. Yeah. It's a beautiful, like, the beat is so beautiful, but I was just like, oh, my God. How do I write over this without messing up everything, the musicality of it, because I have to flow over this. Like, in my head, it's like, in my, like, the pianist in me is like, I have to flow over this where it matches everything and all the beat. It's like, it doesn't have to be like that, which is what I'm trying to figure out. I think it's a fairly good challenge for me.
I like that because I love hearing the word challenge because I love seeing people overcome. There's nothing more satisfying than watching somebody with a problem and watching them figure it out. And even if you don't, the thing is, there's always the next day and the next day. And I know this is a contest, but seriously, you already sound like you're giving it your all, and that's all we can really ask for. I'm sure it's going to come out beautiful. But same question, Mackenzie. So where are we at with the Smash the Beat contest?
Well, just today I finished melody and lyrics, so I'm happy about that. I'm at the point where I'm just kind of letting it percolate in my head to get some more ideas for harmonies down. But I think I'll be ready to record in a couple days as I practice it a bit more. And it's kind of been interesting because this whole time it's sort of, I had one idea at the beginning, but then it slowly morphed into something completely different. But I feel like that was a good move because I just have to let the beat take me where it's going to go. Because it just feels like really hypnotic and I kind of get lost in it. So I was sort of letting the melody like be like hypnotized along with it.
Well, first, I'm glad that you guys like the beat. Furthermore, I mean, I was wondering if y'all were going to like them. So I'm glad that when I first introduced them to y'all, y'all were like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, the fact that you said it's hypnotic and it keeps you going, you find yourself basically like listening to it and then you get lost in it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, most definitely. It was definitely a different experience, though, because I'm so used to doing like melody and lyrics first and then instrumental. So it was sort of like working backwards in my brain, but I think I have something that's pretty good.
All right, I like that. Okay. And Reprosity 6, so where are we at with the Smash the Beat contest?
Indecisive about the bridge and my harmony. That's about it. But of course, you know we're gonna catch a vibe. Oh my
okay.
God! I got everything else. We just gotta get the bridge and finish it up, and we'll be done.
I feel it. Sometimes the bridge is the most important part. Like you got
exactly.
to be going in it, and then sometimes.
That's definitely where I'm at. I'm stuck on the bridge. I've probably written it over like 4 times already. But I guess I'm going to have to maybe write it over 6 times like my name in order for me to actually get what I want.
Okay. That's pretty special too, actually. That's like a kind of a nice thing to put out there for marketing, like everything 6 times. No, that's pretty cool. All right. So now that we know that, I'm actually glad to hear about the progress. So this is for Renee. If you could collab with any artist right now, who would it be?
I would say her. I love her. I feel like when I hear her music, the way, like, I feel like I could hear, off the bat, her. I can feel like I could hear the way that she wrote it. Like, I feel like we write similarly. I feel like if we sat in a room collabing, we would be, like, the way that we did it would be very similar because I could hear, like, a lot of what I do. Like in her music also. And then I would also say A Boogie because I could also hear that she's an artist that writes very similar to me, because when I sing, I tend to like rap sing, and it's like such a habit with certain songs. It's either I'm singing R&B fully or it's like a rap sing type of thing. So I would say those two artists, because those are like the two type of vibes I would go for when I write.
What was the artist you were saying? What was the second artist? I'm sorry.
The second artist is A Boogie with the Hoodie. He's like a New York artist. He's...
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but then I would say her, which I'm pretty sure everyone knows her.
Yeah, I'm going to check him out. Check them out. That's nice.
Yeah, he's East Coast type of... Yeah, I thought he was more popular, but I guess not.
All right, thank you for that. Same question, Reprosity 6. If you can collab with any artist right now, who would it be?
Okay, I would say all of my vocal coaches, but, like, that's too many people. And I still can't choose because they're all cold. Like, they some cold singers. Can I do it, like, a top three? Or how about,
that's fine.
Can I do a top six? Can I do a top six for Reciprocity 6?
You know what? Because this is, do a top six.
Okay. So, not in any specific order, but Duran Bernard, Molly Music, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Jasmine Sullivan, and Ari Lennox. My top six.
All right. I actually like that list. It'd be nice to see them do a little collab themselves. I wonder how that would be. We got powerful voices. We got nice harmonic voices mixed in. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, I mean, that's my celebrity. But, yeah, I mean, definitely I still would like to do a collab outside of the contest with the artist, because the violinist and Renee and the harmonies and the melodies between me and Mackenzie, I mean, let's get it. It'll definitely be something fun and a learning experience. Just to throw that in there and out there, you guys.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
Definitely that.
Let's go. Let's start now.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
So I like that. First off, I like how you threw it out there with your contestants. The good camaraderie. You guys are, you ladies and guys, because JR is not here right now. Sure, he would love to do, a collab with y'all as well. You are all in good spirits. And that's one thing that I really loved when I first was introduced to you. Nobody has anything negative to say. Nobody has brought any negative feelings or anything, but you just all good vibes, and I love that. You don't get that too often, so thank you for that. I want to say the same question for Mackenzie. So if you could collab with any artist, I think you mentioned somebody earlier who you would love to do something with. I just don't know if it would be the same artist or same person, but if there's anyone you could collab with, who would it be?
I said someone earlier?
Well, you mentioned someone that was dear to you and how you would like to sing with them. And then I was trying to write down the name, but I missed it.
Was that me? I can't remember 5 minutes in the past.
Okay.
So I can't remember what in the world I said. You can tell by my answers through this how hard it is to make a decision, because I've been like trying to, as you've asked the other two, I've tried to make a list of, oh my god, who would it be? Oh no.
That's fine.
Plus also I'm gonna come off as like kind of awkward because I've gotten into K-pop a lot lately, so those are most of the people that came to my brain first. So like
okay.
There's this one really good group called Dreamcatcher. They have like a really dark rock and roll aesthetic that's fun. Also Sunmi, be amazing to work with. She was in Wonder Girls. And then Western artist, I think it'd be fun to work with Lady Gaga if possible. I love the theatricality there.
That I get. I completely understand that. And I get Gaga too. You know, Gaga has a really unique thing about her, and it actually works for her. There's a lot of artists in the industry who has that uniqueness that just works for them. And like I said, nobody else can do Gaga but Gaga. Just like Missy Elliott. No one could be Missy Elliott but Missy Elliott. No.
Oh, she's wonderful, too.
The list goes on.
Oh, Doja Cat would be fun. Sorry, now my brain's
Doja
all like,
Cat.
Wait, what about these other people? Now
that
you're getting
good.
Me daydreaming.
Hey, Reciprocity 6 has 6. That's cool. And Doja Cat is nice, too. I mean, I've been listening to her a little bit more and more every time. I've been hearing a lot from her. I like her. All right. Well, I'm going to ask one more question before we head back into a little surprise that I want to give to the viewers. But what is something you do as a hobby outside of music? We'll start with Reciprocity 6.
A hobby that I do outside of music. I mean, I sing all day. That's my main hobby. But outside of that, I still do poetry and spoken word. I am also a photographer. So if I'm not in the studio, I'll still be booking sessions, but photography sessions. If I'm not at work, like work, then I'm in studio work. If not studio work, then it's photography work. But yeah.
Okay.
We can even catch a photo shoot for the show, you know, wake up, do whatever, or just for the show and future references. That's all right. That's all I do.
So when you're not in the studio, you're in the studio.
Yep.
Nothing like photography. Like,
if we not
sure
laying
nobody
track,
now.
Take a snapshot.
I like that. There you go. You should use that, definitely. All right, so McKinsey, same question. What is something you do as a hobby outside of music?
Oh, and quick, to add on to my answer from the last question, Lizzo. I would love to work with her.
Heard Lizzo too, yeah.
But for hobbies outside of singing, basically anything else like creative, like I love creative writing, voice acting. I'm actually working with some people now on an audio drama that I'm really excited about. I do improv comedy. Just like arts and crafts, anything to like keep the happiness that like we don't have to leave the joy that we used to have when we were kids behind. Not everything has to be so serious. It's good escapism. So just anything that brings back that kind of happiness.
Yeah, I actually like that too. It's a good answer. And it's still somewhat different. A lot of people think differently. And that's another reason why I think this is pretty cool, because you all, both, all three of you are good singers. JR is a great singer as well. And you are all different, though, so you have something different to bring to different groups of people. So this is really nice. Renee, same question. What is something you do as a hobby outside of music?
That is a hard question for me, because I see myself as, like, a jack of all trades. So I kind of do everything. I have no, like, in my life in general, I feel like I've dabbled in everything. Like, I've done a little bit of photography. I've done, like, a lot of art. Hello? Wait, what?
Oh, I was messing with you. I just said
hello?
Beethoven.
Oh. Like, art and, like, just everything. Anything, like, I've done poetry. I've done hair. Joy and everything. And, like, just, like, day-to-day things. Like, everything. I feel like everything's a hobby for me. I don't know. I do everything. I really can't think of one thing or, like, specific things that I do as a hobby, because I feel like I want to do everything, like everything creative, basically.
Yeah, I definitely should have said hobbies instead of hobby.
Choices are difficult.
That would have been even more of a hard question.
Okay, I guess that wraps that up. That's actually, I really love what's going on here. So what I'm going to ask you girls to do, would you guys mind giving us a little sample of what we're going to be getting from the music we're going to be hearing on those tracks? You don't have to sing the tracks, but I just want to know if you can give a little sample of, you know, your musical talent. I don't know who wants to go first. It doesn't matter. I'm going to leave it up to y'all. I'm not even going to pick.
Nose goes.
Like, just a short sample of a song or just any song?
Just a cappella and whatever you want to do.
Of any song?
Short. It could even be a snippet of your favorite song. It doesn't matter what it is.
I gotta get prepared.
Okay.
I think
that's
know.
Fine. If you, if,
I gotta get prepared.
It's okay, and it's no pressure. That's why I have to ask. What about you, Mackenzie?
Hi. My brain does not work. Hold on. I'll go last.
No problem. Okay, and you know what? Yeah, I threw it out there to shock y'all, and it's fine. It's fine if you aren't ready. You all have amazing voices. When they hear it, they're going to be blown away, so it doesn't matter. But what about you, Renee?
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. even though I'm just as nervous as y'all right now. okay.
Sorry.
Okay, this is a song I've been working on. No, this is a song I've been working on. So, okay, yeah. This is a different song I've been working on. Okay. These are the things that push me to do better right now in this lifetime. Do it now, it'll never be a right time. Make it for yourself, never join the line. These are the things that push me to do more than I was bargained for. Not living in the mindset of the fall. Believe you can fly and surely you will soar. Maybe if I walk better, talk better, I will think better. If it's cold, I think I'm warm. I got a sweater, baby, then I'll heal. When I realize I'm real. Maybe if I sing better, they'll listen, they'll never let up. Hold myself to hold me and my siblings head up, it'll all make sense. Hope I don't have to do it all again. So my brother, hold on, God will bring the blessings. Everything we've been, yeah, I'm done. But yeah. I'm getting into it.
That was really good.
No. Yeah, and I like the vibe. It was actually pretty
Thank
nice.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
And like I said, it's no pressure. Nobody was going to be forced to do anything. I just wanted to see who was just going to go out there and just do it. Because, you know, it's about smashing the beat. We ain't got no beat. We can smash the acapella for a second. But it's all good. Thank you for that, Renee.
Thank you.
So before I get to wrapping it up here, is there anybody else? Just to make sure. I don't want to keep you guys up. In case, I want to give you one final chance.
Okay, I'll do the... Oh, you can go first, sorry.
Would you like to go?
It could be a nice little short sample, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be big.
I'll just do a quick at the start of the song for this contest. Is that okay? Do we not give spoilers, or should I do a other song that I've written?
No, do a song that you've written. Don't spoil the other song, because you know why? Because let's give them something to look forward to. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, no spoilers. I got confused. So, yes, do a little bit of the song for this. Can you just cut me out of the show?
The no, don't worry about the. It can be anything. It can be whatever you want to do. Just a short sample.
All right, I'll just do the first bit for the song for the contest. Chained to stone, leave alone. Pass me straight by and then pay me no mind if I wail and moan. That's it. Now
okay,
I'm going
to be no, you're fine. And I actually can hear it with the song because I know my beat. So I can. Is that for that or is that your song?
For this contest, yeah. To the beat, okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And reciprocity?
Yes, I'm here. You guys ready?
Nope.
I guess I'll give you Need You Bad by Jasmine. I've been bumping this song for like the last 4 days. Of course, we know it's a throwback gem. But I guess I can give y'all some little raw acapella.
Okay. It should be just short and simple. Doesn't have to be like, you got it, no problem.
Let's see. If I had you back in my world, I could prove that I could be a better girl. Oh, if you let me back in, I will show never, never let you go again. Hey, baby. Ooh, I was so foolish to ever leave your side. Searching for what was right before my eyes. It was me who didn't realize. Till it was gone now, no need in my life.
Sorry, y'all get, I'm not going to take y'all in. You're welcome.
No problem. Are you feeling it, huh?
I stand.
That is my favorite. Jasmine is definitely one of my vocal coaches, and I have been studying her throat box.
Yeah, you got a very strong
I'm getting starstruck.
All right, well, I really appreciate
thank you guys.
That.
That's
first
so
off, It takes a lot of confidence to do anything live or just to do anything at all, let alone put your voice out there. You know, so
that's,
I really appreciate that.
I said, sorry to cut you guys off, but that's definitely with being a preacher's grandkid and growing up in church. Like I said, I was the little kid with a big voice. They put a microphone in my hand at the year of three, and I'm just screaming whatever I was screaming, not knowing that I was actually singing the note, although I didn't know the words, and it was on point and on key. And then they, you know, placed the microphone. They kept putting it in my hand, placed me on the spot. Then, you know, you got that one Sunday with the ruffle socks and the church dress with your first lead solo. What happened?
Yeah.
And then just growing up, it transgressed more for my artistry life. And then even with high school and me walking into theater and all of that tied in together. So I guess you could say, as for me, in a personal standpoint, I built my own confidence, and now I'm branding my name. So from building the confidence to branding my name, it's been like a lifelong lesson.
Reciprocity 6, I just want to let you know, you guys have all said beautiful things today, and we're getting close to the end, and thank you for that. And with that being said, we have, this was a beautiful day. Like I said, it's a beautiful show. I really appreciate everything that you guys brought. And we're going to have a really great contest, www.beatsbytheory.com. I'm going to need people to log on there, sign up, do what you got to do. And I hope you guys enjoy the contest. I would usually say, does anybody else have anything else to say, but we got to wrap it up. So to JR, I wish you was here. Man, I'm sure I hope everything is going good, and I hope you feel better. All right, well, we're going to call it a night, y'all. We out.
Bye.
Good night, y'all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to everybody.
Happy New Year,
guys.